Thank you for calling Delta Dental for AARP Dental Insurance Plan.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider, or I'm an insured member.
Member.
Member handbook materials and ID cards are available to view and print at myaarpdental.com. Physical mailings of the member handbook are delayed 4 to 6 weeks due to an operational issue.
Please say or enter the primary subscriber's AARP or Delta Dental ID. Sorry. Please say or enter the primary subscriber's AARP or Delta Dental ID.
1200-6964-8701.
You'd like to speak with a representative. Is that right?
Yes.
If you need to update your name, address, email, phone number, or make changes to covered members, please say yes. Otherwise, say no.
No.
Okay. Which of the following would you like to discuss with a representative? Say, billing and payments, eligibility and benefits, claim status, or something else.
Something else.
Thanks. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental Insurance Company, administrator of the AARP Dental Insurance Plan. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality purposes. Verification of coverage is not a guarantee of benefit. Actual plan coverage and benefit payment is determined when your claim is received. You may be selected to complete a survey immediately following your call.
Thank you for calling. My name is Giovanni. How can I help you?
Hello, Giovanni. My name is Phil Rice. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling with a, probably an unusual problem. I've been with the AARP Delta Dental program now for 3 or 4 years about, maybe 5, about that long. And I seem to have a recurring problem. It happened again yesterday, and I'm just beside myself. I just don't know what to do about it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to fire the dentist that I was going to and find another dentist. I'm about that mad about it. But I'm not positive I'm going to...
Can I have your enrollee ID number to search your account information to see which provider that was?
Sure. My ID number, 1200-6964-8701.
And may I have your date of birth?
4/25/53.
Okay, perfect. I do have your account here, Mr. Rice. I do have the claim. It says back in May, I had the provider under Jeremy Glick. Is that correct?
That would be the dentist's name, I guess, right?
Correct. From Smile with Care Dental of Colorado.
Yeah, Smile with Care Dental is the place that I visited yesterday, yes.
Okay, what is the concern you're having with the provider?
Well, I had an appointment at 1:30, and I showed up at 1:30, and I sat in the waiting room for 2 hours, literally.
Oh, wow.
And they finally came and got me at 3:30, and you know, my appointment was for what I call a cleaning check. And they did the, you know, the cleaning check. And even that, I thought they stretched out. They had a person did polishing, and that took, you know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And then I sat in the chair for another 10 or 15 minutes and twiddled my thumbs. And then a dentist came in, the Jeremy Glick, and he did a, what I'll call an exam. And he did that, I'm going to say badly. He looked at x-rays, and he was looking at x-rays that were taken in January. He said, well, he said, you've got a, I see you've got a, oh, I forget the lingo. It's, you know, when they remove a, you know, they grind down a tooth and get it ready for a crown, but there's no crown there. He said, I see that's the situation in your mouth. It looks like we ought to, you know, if that's a situation that we ought to be putting something there. And of course, something had been put there several months ago, and he didn't know that that had been done. And so he was looking at the x-rays. He hadn't looked at my mouth. And so we eventually talked, and I got him to look at my mouth and straighten him out on what had been going on. And it was a little bit complicated because I had visited two different dentists this year, and it was a different dentist at the start of the year at this office, and blah, blah, blah. By the time we were done, he had gotten squared away, and the advice he gave me was okay, but I'm going to say the exam was more or less worthless. I don't think they charged me anything for it. Okay. That's not really the problem.
I don't see nothing was submitted to your insurance. Yeah, I don't think
that's not the problem I had. The problem I had was that I had to wait 2 hours. But that, even that's not the problem that I had. Listen to me now. The problem I had is that a big part of the problem I had is that a big part of the reason I had to wait 2 hours is because one of the reasons, it's not the only reason, but one of the reasons I had to wait 2 hours is that there was a person that was also waiting in line, and the person who was checking on the insurance had problems finding me in the insurance. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because this has come up before, and I've been with this particular dentist for over 2 years now, and I think they should have known how to find me in the insurance by now. And I had intended to bring, I had made a copy when I had paid my insurance bill in August. I made a copy of the piece of paper with my account number and the phone number to call. That's what I'm looking at when I called you. And I had intended to bring that with me when I went to the office, because this has happened before. And so I'm not 100% blaming this office for this, because it's happened with every dentist I've ever been to, with 3, 4, 5 different dentists in Colorado. It's the same damn thing. They call Delta Dental and they can't find me. And they come to me and they say, we can't find you. You're not coming up. What? And they talk to me and they're pulling their hair out. They want to double check my Social Security number, and they call again, and they get, and I kind of feel sorry for them. I can't blame them, because when they call Delta Dental, they get this long phone menu thing that says, you know, and you have to talk. I think you have to talk. The phone menu says, you know, you have to answer questions by speaking to the phone, and you'll speak an answer, and they get it wrong, and so it drives you crazy. And so you wind up, you say representative, and it won't let you talk to a representative. And so I feel bad for the people that have to deal with that. And so I think that's part of what was going on. And so what they did is, while they were trying to deal with that, they couldn't get my insurance up, and so they let the other people that were in the waiting room, they let them go ahead of me. And that's part of the reason why it took so long. And that.
Do you have an ID card?
An ID card. Have I ever gotten an ID card from AARP? Have I?
The Delta portion.
You didn't answer my question. Have I ever gotten an ID card from AARP Delta Dental Insurance?
That is what I'm asking you, sir. Do you have a card?
I don't have one right now, and I don't think I've ever gotten one.
Okay, then I'm definitely going to send that out.
But
I'm not sure why they're having any issues contacting us.
Listen to me now. I had intended to take with me the piece of paper with my ID number and this phone number, and if I had had that with me and handed it to the lady behind the desk, I think that would have solved the problem. That would have made this problem go away, and I think it would have been okay. So if I was the sort of person that was well-organized and had my stuff together, and I normally wouldn't say stuff, I would say a different word that begins with S, had my stuff together, you can use your imagination, so that, you know, I've got several cards in my car that I take with me everywhere I go. But my Delta Dental Insurance card is not one of them, if you'll get my drift. What I try to do is get that up so that it's bulletproof. And once I get it set up, I don't have to do it over and over again. And I thought I had this set up with this dentist so that it wouldn't have to do it over and over again. And apparently I was wrong about that. I had gone through this exercise with this dentist, with the woman that was sitting behind the counter. And again, apparently I was wrong, because she had gone through this problem, and I had given her the paper with my ID number, and I had said, you're going to have this problem. You need to have this information written down so that you'll know how to do this. And again, I thought we had it figured out so that she would know. And yesterday, after she had let somebody go ahead of me in line, and the other woman had said, gosh, I'm sorry. I apologize, blah, blah, blah. I had waited in line 2 hours, and the other woman who makes the calls for the insurance company, when I tried to tell her when it was all over about how there's two different deltas and you're going to have, and she was very dismissive. She says, yeah, I got it. Never mind. Go away. Don't bother me. And so I thought to myself, I don't think there's any doubt that next September we're going to have this problem again. It's going to be up to me to solve this problem for her again. If I don't have the piece of paper or the card or some kind of way to put it in front of her face and say, this is what the information you're going to need, because if you just call Delta Dental, you're going to get it wrong, and you're going to think, I don't come up, and you're not going to know what to do. This is what you're going to need to do. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to figure out why it is that when they call Delta Dental, they have this problem. Do you know? Can you explain to me why it is that the people that from the dentist's office, when they call, they have this problem? Because
now they're not calling us directly because I don't have a call record from
that,
them. Who are they calling?
Problem. Bingo. You've got it. They're not calling you directly, and that is the problem. Yes.
Do they have our provider phone number?
My God. No, they don't have your provider phone number. That's the problem.
Okay, I can provide it to you. That way they can have that on record.
You would think that would solve the problem. I've already done this once before. I'm going to take the number. I'm going to tell her. You're going to... There's two different Delta Dental phone numbers. I'm going to give you this number. This is a different Delta number than you're used to. So for Phil Rice, when you call Delta Dental, you need to call this phone number. And for everybody else, when you call Delta Dental, there's some other phone number. So you need to make a note that for Phil Rice, Delta Dental, this is the phone number you need to call. And I'm going to try and get through to the woman that she needs to make some kind of special note about when she calls Delta Dental that this is some other phone number that she needs to call. And apparently, it's not going to work if I tell her. I think that's the problem. Do you think that's the problem?
All I could do, sir, is provide you with our provider phone number if they're having any concerns.
How about if you were to write a letter that says pretty much what I just said? That your
phone
number... You
wouldn't send out a letter, no.
No, you won't send out a letter. Is that what you just said?
I don't have a type of letter, sir.
So what I'm saying is you would actually sit down and write a letter. Not a canned letter that you could just reach up and grab and send, that you would actually sit down and write a letter.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, right. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I sat in the waiting room for 2 hours yesterday. I spent $850 for your insurance, and I sat in the waiting room for 2 hours yesterday. Now, I've already paid for the year. As I understand it, I can cancel at any time and get a prorated refund.
That is correct, sir.
You hear what I'm saying? And what I'm hearing you saying is that you're not the least bit interested in doing anything that's going to require any bit of independent thought and effort on your part. If you can't reach up and grab...
We could provide you with the correct provider phone number if you would like.
Right. Did you hear what I said? Any kind of independent thought and effort on your part. You're not.
Yeah, if you bear with me one moment, we could see what we could do for you, okay?
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. To ensure quality customer service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey. Did you know you can obtain ID cards, view your plan coverage, find a dentist, and much more by visiting DeltaDentalINS.com? Visit our website today and log into online services to get started.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. This is Erica. How can I help you smile?
Hi, Erica. My name is Phil Rice. And I was speaking to somebody else, and I think they realized that I wasn't getting anywhere with them, and so I think they just hung up on me, and I got put back in the queue, and now I'm talking to you. And so I'm just about ready to give up.
I'm so sorry that that happened to you, but it'd be a pleasure to assist you today, and thanks for being our valued AARP member. May I have your member ID number, please?
It is 1200-696-48701.
Thank you. One moment. And let's see. Mr. Rice, your date of birth?
It's 425.
Oh, yes, and the address on file.
Did you say your name was Erica?
Yes, sir, Mr. Rice.
Erica, I've been on the phone for 21 minutes and 33 seconds. I've got a timer on the phone.
Well, yes, sir, I do apologize, and it's my pleasure to assist you. And I just have to verify your account. So this is my first time speaking to you.
Erica, you're interrupting me. Did you hear what I said? 21 minutes and 50 seconds now. When my phone gets to 24 minutes, I'm going to hang up. I want to talk to a supervisor. You can either connect me to a supervisor, I'm going to hang up in 2 minutes. It's up to you.
I can get you to a supervisor, Mr. Rice, but I do have to verify your account. I apologize you've been on the phone, but we've only been on the phone for 2 minutes and 34 seconds. So it'll be a pleasure to assist you, and I'm sorry you've been having trouble, but I do have to verify the account, Mr. Rice, okay? Thank you. Just one moment. And I have appraisal.com for your email. And I do have to inform the supervisor what you're calling for, Mr. Rice. How may I assist?
Yeah, you've got a minute and 10 seconds. And you're losing time rapidly here. Are you working from home? Apparently you are.
Sir, can you please explain what you need a supervisor for? And that is, we can get to the supervisor.
Erica, you're just going to have to make a decision here. You're losing time.
Sir, I apologize. I cannot just transfer you to a supervisor without knowing what the reason is. That's against company policy, and I have to let them know what you're calling for, sir. And I can transfer you right away.
I suggest
that you don't want to give me your reason. I understand that, sir. So.
Stop interrupting.
I can either get you to a supervisor. I'm not interrupting you, sir. I'm talking. I was actually explaining something. But how may I assist, sir?
Got 10 seconds.